From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the UN takes on the latest North Korean missile tests. The United Nations Security Council held a closed-door briefing Wednesday on North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches as China calls for North Korea, South Korea, and the United States to take steps to avoid a head-on collision. The missile launches coincided with the start of joint U.S. and South Korea annual defense exercises in South Korean territory. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
Following Wednesday's meeting at U.N. headquarters in New York, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke with reporters along with her counterparts from South Korea and Japan. Haley said the recent launches by North Korea should concern everyone.
They said that their goal is to be able to reach U.S. bases in Japan. This is not something we can take lightly. The global community needs to understand every country is in danger from the actions of North Korea. And every country needs to respond in the actions of North Korea.
The launches prompted U.S. President Donald Trump to reaffirm what the White House called the ironclad commitment of the United States to stand with Japan and South Korea in the face of Pyongyang's repeated violations of U.N. resolutions. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Armed insurgents disguised as doctors attacked Afghan's largest military hospital in the capital of Kabul Wednesday, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens more. The defense ministry said Afghan security forces quickly surrounded the facility, killing all of the assailants to end the hours-long siege. Islamic State loyalists claimed responsibility for the attack. Officials say the assailants proceeded to target patients and medical workers before Afghan forces engaged them and gunned them down. VOA News. Aides to President Trump continue to defend his recent Twitter outburst that accused former President Barack Obama of wiretapping his phones in Trump Tower during last year's presidential campaign. Obama has denied the allegation, as has the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper. Trump's accusation is the latest twist in a long-running saga of unanswered questions about links between the Trump campaign and Russia during last year's election. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
Trump has demanded an investigation in his claims involving Obama, but there are plenty of questions about that, says legal analyst Alan Morrison.
Well, the first question is not a legal question, it's a factual question. Is there any basis for it? And so far, there has been no evidentiary basis other than suspicion, and suspicion is not enough to start an investigation.
Congressional intelligence committees and the FBI have begun probing possible links between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. In the meantime, official Washington will be closely scrutinizing statements, both from the Trump White House and from the president's Twitter account. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The latest alleged bombshell meant to send shockwaves through the U.S. intelligence community is stoking renewed fears about the ability to secure classified information. But former intelligence officials say, at least for now, it is unlikely the apparent leak by WikiLeaks will do significant damage to U.S. cyber capabilities. The online whistleblower organization WikiLeaks Tuesday published thousands of pages, what it described as the entire hacking capacity of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. VOA was unable to independently verify the authenticity of the 8,771 documents published on the website, but cybersecurity experts and former intelligence officials said many of the documents appeared to be real. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan is defending the House Republican health care plan in the face of growing opposition from conservatives and medical professionals. Ryan told reporters on Wednesday that the choice is to stay with the Affordable Care Act or do what we said we would do. Republicans have promised for 7 years to repeal and replace former President Obama's health care overhaul. Ryan says the bill is a conservative wish list, including eliminating funds for Planned Parenthood. Ryan's comments came as several conservative members have expressed opposition. On Wednesday, the American Medical Association announced its opposition to the bill. Make sure you check out all of these stories at voanews.com and on our social media platforms.
That's the latest world news from VOA.